You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. The 4th of July is fast approaching, and with COVID-19 infections on the rise once again, many people are looking to their backyards as the best option for celebrating the holiday this year. People will be bringing the grills out of the garage and firing them up with hopes of making tasty, or at the very least, edible treats. To help get us started, Milwaukee Magazine's Ann Christensen is joining us with her grilling tips and tricks. Ann, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people are looking at having a barbecue in the backyard as a kind of safer alternative to eating out, especially as we're seeing COVID-19 infections continue to rise in Wisconsin. So you have some handy tips for barbecues, summer grilling. What are some of the key things to remember when you're first thinking about using the grill?
I think you want to think about how often are you going to use the grill? You know, I grew up with a Weber charcoal kettle style grill, you know, and that was the thing that my parents and my brothers used when we were growing up. And that was, you know, very standard type of grill. Well, things have changed, obviously, and gas grills are big business because they're so easy. You know, you don't have to worry about waiting for hours for the coals to get hot. So, you know, if you're going to use your grill a lot, it might be worth investing in something that is, you know, maybe costs a little bit more money, but has a lot more usefulness and is easier to use. It can heat it up fast. That means you can eat pretty quickly, you know? So I think you really want to think about, you know, how you're going to use this and where you're going to use it. Is it going to be your backyard? Or are you going to want to like move this grill somewhere else and it has to be mobile? I mean, there's a lot of things really to think about.
So let's say you've picked out your grill, you know exactly where you want it to be, you know exactly what kind you want to have. What are some of the other basic tools of the trade?
Well, aside from the grill itself, you want to think about your fuel, you know. So whether you are comfortable with using charcoal or a propane tank. And when you're cooking, what kinds of foods do you want to cook? I mean, are you just going to do burgers or are you going to do fish? Do you want to do vegetables? In which case you may want different kinds of pans or burners on your gas grill that allow you to cook other things, you know? Otherwise, I think in general, you can get by with very few extra tools, you know? You really just need some tongs, maybe a flipper, you know, some pans, something that you can carry, you know, if you're going to be cooking meat, one that you're going to have your raw meat on and you're not going to use again to put the cooked meat on because you don't want to cross-contaminate. There's a lot of things that I think you can just, if you probably have on hand that you can use.
There's some things like thermometers. Not every grill, of course, has a thermometer. Is that something you should invest in?
I think if you're not used to cooking meat, even something like chicken on the grill, and you're really concerned about it getting dry, I would get a meat thermometer. Absolutely. Because, you know, something when you're not that comfortable with cooking on the grill and you don't know a lot about indirect and direct heat, you might overcook something or it might look overcooked on the outside, but it's not cooked on the inside. So I think it's smart, yeah, to invest in a meat thermometer. They're not expensive and they're really accurate.
So when you first fire up the grill, what should you keep in mind? About how hot should it be?
Well, again, that all depends on, I think, what you're going to be cooking. You know, if you want to do burgers, you might want to get those coals really, really hot in a certain part of the grill. And you're going to cook your burgers maybe on that direct heat. If you're cooking two different things at one time, maybe chicken, and then you also have burgers, you might want to have the chicken cooking first on indirect heat and then add the burgers later to direct heat so that everything is done at once. So it really all sort of depends on what you want to cook.
What are some of the things to keep in mind when you're cooking different things on a grill? Just the basic kind of temperature that each item is going to need?
Yeah, I think temperature is going to be key. You know, what kinds of sides you want to cook with the meat. Say you want to put corn on the grill or potatoes, things like that. I think there's, you know, a lot of things that go into grilling that maybe require a lot more forward thinking, you know, think ahead of time. And I think that practicing and starting to just grill things, you know, not on a night when you're expecting people to come over, but when you're just cooking for yourself is just a really good way of like kind of understanding how long it takes to cook something and how hot the grill should be. You start to learn, you start to sort of understand and kind of feel more comfortable with your grill. So I don't know, I feel like, you know, a lot of that just comes from experience, and the more you do it, the more you learn.
For people who don't have that kind of experience, what are some of the common missteps that they make when grilling?
Yeah, I think for one thing, you put something down, maybe burgers, or maybe it's chicken, or maybe it's even fish, and you end up moving it around, you know, putting it down, you think, oh, I don't think it's in the right spot. You really want to just put it down on the direct or indirect heat, whichever way you want to cook it, and let it cook. Don't move it around, just let it do its thing. I think people just have the tendency to move things around too much and flip things too many times. And I think that's kind of a mistake. I mean, for one thing, you're going to end up with things that aren't cooked evenly. You might have stuff that sticks to the grate. You know, that's another thing. You want to make sure that your grate is really well oiled, I guess. Not too much, but you want it to be oiled before you start putting food on there. And I think that's something that some people don't always think about. You definitely want to make sure that everything is prepped well enough ahead of time.
Well, and as part of that prep, how should food be prepared before it goes on the grill?
That all depends. I mean, sometimes you want to do a marinade of some kind of meat. You know, when you're thinking of things like, let's say you want to do a steak, it really makes a big difference to let it come to room temperature before you put it on the grill. You also want to kind of salt it ahead of time. Don't salt it once it gets on the grill. You want the meat to kind of absorb that salt. You know, there's all different things to look at when you're looking at cooking anything on the grill, essentially. But I would say that, again, becoming most comfortable with the foods that you want to cook and do some research. If you're not comfortable doing it on your own, there's tons of resources online that'll help guide you through that.
So when you get to kind of the end of the process, what should you look for to know that your food is good to go? Because sometimes, you know, you'll put it on the grill, it'll look really charred up, and so you assume it's ready to go, but it actually needs a little bit more time.
Yeah, well, that's where sometimes a meat thermometer comes in really handy. Also, I think touch, you don't want to break it open, you know, whatever you're cooking, to see if it's cooked on the inside. But sometimes you can just tell how firm it is on the outside. You might want to just touch it with the tongs and start to understand if it gives back or if there's some juice that comes out of it, what color the juice is. Experience can help a long way. If you have to take it off the grill and, you know, cut it open and see, and it's not cooked well enough, obviously put it back on the grill.
So there's some advice that says you should undercook things slightly on the grill.
Yeah, yeah.
How important is that?
I think that's a good idea, because when you take something off the grill, you want to let it rest. Kind of like when you take something out of the oven, you put it on top of the stove or you put it on, you know, the counter or something, and you let it sit for a little bit because it continues to cook. It still has all that heat. So again, if you're cooking, let's say you're cooking a steak and you want it to be medium, I would take it off at medium rare plus, and let it sit for several minutes, and then, because it's going to continue to cook. So yeah, I think that's a smart idea.
So at the end of the barbecue, when the grill is done, what should you be doing to make sure that your grill is in good working order for the next time you need it?
Yeah, well, you want it to cool down, obviously, completely cool down. But I mean, there's different things that you have to follow with, you know, different grills. Some people, you know, when they're dealing with a gas grill, you just let it cool down, cover it, put it away wherever you store it, whether that's in the garage. And then the next time you take it out, you want to turn it on, get those grates really, really hot so that whatever was baked on there, you can scrape them off and really give them a deep clean. The nice thing with sort of the Weber charcoal grills is that, again, if you oil them well enough, you're going to end up not having a lot of stuff kind of stuck to the grate. But those grates are really easy to clean. They're really easy to replace. So I think, you know, obviously you want to make sure it's clean, but you want to be really careful before you store it to make sure that you can safely store it, that it's completely cooled down.
All righty. Well, hopefully this 4th of July, there will be a lot of successful grilling well-cooked foods. And thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks, Joy.
Ann Christensen covers dining for Milwaukee Magazine. Her piece about grilling can be found in this month's issue of the magazine.